We see you all, and it is good to see you all in upright positions and with a reasonable amount of sanity given the insane time that you are living in. So welcome to you all, and welcome to this time that we can spend together, which is so important when the world around you is not a good place to be. So when we are looking now at where you are and what is going on, there are some things we would like you to keep in mind. One of them is the importance of making a distinction between what happens when you are with yourself and what happens when you are with the world. Now, this is simply a learning thing. It is not a critical thing at all, but it is something for you to, that you have a time now where you can actually learn this lesson. The nature of the world that you live in is that it is full of stimulating things that pull you away from your core. The nature of being away from the world that is pulling you away from your core is that you actually get to be in your core. And you may find that even though you are not truly two different people, you may feel to some degree that you are two different people. Now, that is not really true, but when you are beginning to observe the differences, even in your body, like who are you when you are with you? When you can choose organically the thing that seems to be good for you next. How is your body? How is your breathing? How do you feel about who you are? And that is one aspect of who you are. And then you've not had a chance perhaps to practice this lately, but how are you when the world is pulling at you so that your energy is being drawn one way and pulled another, and you find the energy that is you is to some degree altering to meet the needs of the world around you? Now, we are pointing out these two different things, not to be critical of either of them, but to make you aware of something we have spoken to you about before, and that is your energy budget. The person in charge of your energy budget is you. And certainly in the world, there are things you are going to respond to that make sense, that are perhaps even good for you. But everything you respond to has an energy cost. And in being in charge of your own energy, you want to know the price tag on where that your energy is going, on what is calling you. And the interesting thing about this is not a matter of good or bad. It is a matter of cost. So we want to talk to you about cost efficiency in your life. When you are, when you are safely at home, when you are sequestered, when you are with yourself, there is not a great deal of thought that you have to give to energy because you are there with you. And everything that is going on has to do with you. Now, you may, of course, in this state, encounter the pull of guilt because whatever you are doing, the law of perfection, how could it possibly be enough? And we want you to know that that thought cost you a great deal of energy. So when that thought comes to you about not being enough, you are literally feeding into your own system the idea that you are not enough. And because you are feeding that in, you are putting yourself in an inner energy position then of trying too hard to be enough. This can happen when you are alone with yourself, but it is more likely to happen in the world, when the world is pulling from you energy that may be good, may not be good, but at least must be discerned. And so we want to call to your attention the problem about having a thought when it is not true. True thoughts actually energize you. They give you more energy. False thoughts take energy from you. And when we want to say that again, because we believe it to be important. When you say things that are true to yourself, they give you energy. When you say things to yourself that are not true, they take energy from you. So in your energy budget, one of the things that you want to be very careful about is what you are saying to yourself. We wish there were a way for you to look at a thought that you are having and see a little what you call price tag on it, so that when you looked at it, you knew how much it was going to cost you to take that energy inside of you and to think about it and to roll around with it. The thought that says you are not enough is possibly the most expensive thought that you will ever have to pay for, because it is the most untrue. By the very nature of creation, you are enough. And when you begin anything that you are going to do, no matter what your position, whether it is at home or in the world, with the knowledge that you are enough, then what you have is you have a great protector of energy. And when we say protector, we mean that quite literally. If there is a situation where someone is telling you you are not enough, or you are telling you are not enough, you are going through your energy bank account at a very rapid rate if you allow yourself to take that in. You see, the idea that another person is not enough is a projection. It does not come from a real place. You are enough. And if someone is projecting on you that you are not, you are going to begin to lose strength, lose power, lose energy, and we do not want that to happen. We want to be clear with you about this. You are enough is not the same thing as you have every skill ever invented by man or beast. That is not the same thing. None of us have all of those skills. We are all, shall we say, tuned to a particular, how do we say it, an energy key. And the things that we do well are all resonating in that energy key. Now, you may not be very good at them at first, but you will, with repetition, you will get better because they are in your key. If you are being asked to do something that is not in your key, that does not mean that you are not enough. That means that this skill is not in your key. It does not mean that you cannot learn the skill, but it is going to cost you a lot to do it. So you want to think about what you are pursuing in terms of a skill. These are interesting times that you are in so many ways, but this is actually a time when you can think about this lesson. When you are in your own space and your knowledge that you are enough is with you, notice how instinctively you move to things that are good for you. Things that are good to do, things that are good to respond to, because these things are all in your energy key. Now, we are going back to the world probably a little sooner than some of you want to, and not soon enough for some of you, depending on your circumstance. But the world does not care what your energy key is. That does not mean the world is horrible or bad or awful, but it means you must be the one who knows your own energy key and the notes in that key and the depth of that key. Because when you are choosing things that are in your key, even if you are new to them, you will become good at them before too very long. And this distinction is one, now that you can feel yourself, that you can begin to think about when you re-enter the world again. When something is not meant for you, and we are not being unrealistic, we understand that everyone must operate to some degree in their own key and somewhat outside of it as well. But do notice, now that you know this, that when you are operating outside of your own key, look at how much energy it cost you. And keep that in mind when you are taking care of your personal energy budget. So what we are saying here is that while you are with yourself, pay attention to your own rhythms. Pay attention to the things that you do easily, that you are drawn to. Pay attention to your thoughts. The thoughts perhaps of a not too distant future when you are again in a somewhat sane world. How are you in that world? What is your energy key? And then pay attention to the amount of time you are spending using your energy in your energy key, and measure it against the time you are spending out of your energy key. And know that that time out is going to cost you a great deal of energy. Energy that would be perhaps more wisely used seeking out more things in your life, in your key. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And breathe the blessed air of the present moment. And exhale the past. Become aware of an iridescent energy that contains you so that you are safe within it and nothing can harm you. And now let that energy lift you up so you feel lighter and lighter and lighter. And let this energy take you to a golden path. And know that this is your path and only your path. And when you step out of the iridescent energy, feel yourself become solid on that path. And feel the golden energy of that path moving up through your body. Let it come up through your feet and your legs. Let the energy flow into your trunk. Your arms and hands, feel it rise up and fill your heart and your throat and your head and your thoughts. So you and your path are golden. And let the golden light awaken anything in you that is uniquely you, that is powerful, that is joyful. Feel it waking up. And walk this golden path, and let the path go higher. But there is no effort, because you and the path are moving together. But you become lighter as the path moves up. And feel your fears fall away from you. And your doubts, feel them all fall away. And see that this golden place, this golden path, takes you to a beautiful place. And the energy of this place and the key of this place is your key. And step into it and feel yourself restored. Return to yourself. Who you really are, who you have always really been. And look around this place and remember what you see here, because these are the things that are in your key. And move yourself to the energy in this place that feels best for you. And when you are in that energy place, breathe in, move with whatever you have found. And know that you are being restored. Thank you. and find a place in water, where water is flowing, and drink the water or rest in the water, whatever you are drawn to do. And let the water wash away any pain, whether it is old or new. Let it wash away anything that takes away the knowledge that you are enough. Release it. Feel how far from you it is going. Now, in your place, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, walk back through this beautiful place that is yours. If you see something in this place you wish to take with you, do so. And step into the golden energy that surrounds you and protects you. Let that energy bring you back. Back to your own body. And as you breathe this energy into your body, feel every chakra awakened, alive, clear, energized. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.